Omagyan Tvananda Syagana Jana Salakya Chakshuru Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namaste Gurudeva Shri Rupa Pudrapne Shri Shma Bhakti Vananda Nanga Swami Yadena Mani Vanja Gavadruva Chakrava Sindhriva Japti Dham Pavane Vaishnava Vyo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pravanitinanda Shri Advaita Gura Harsha Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare This offer my respectful places, Guru Padpam and Tom Bispachi Shimad, Sri Bhaktivinoda Nanga Swami Master, Rupa Nugravag, all the assembled devotees. We've been very fortunate to be in Vrindavan Dham, in the guidance of Vaishnava Srila Gurudev. Many people in Vrindavan, but who's under guidance of Vaishnava is very, actually very rare. Dogs, hogs, cows, old grannies, old babas, mayavadis, beggars. Very all glorious to be in Vrindavan, but to be in the guidance of Vaishnavas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And moreover, our Srila Gurudev was carried on the tradition and built more. Each acharya there adding more jewels, more ornamentation, more nectar. And so by the mercy of Gurudev, he single-handedly removing all anartas, removing all obstacles. Many people are there worshipping Ganesh, Sarasvati, Lakshmi Devi, but okay, you're doing, but who's hands-on? Who's there helping us? Who's our helper? Gurudev, he's always honoring all different, like Shivaratri people, not so much following Shivaratri. Gurudev honoring Mahadev, all Brijabasis. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we just started saying, oh, don't go straight to 10th canto. This is, you should gradually, nicely progress. And we know with Srila Gurudev, how is, actually one, there was one guru from ISKCON who was with Gurudev. And one of his disciples said, Srinarayan Maharaj, he's only speaking Radha Krishna. And this Maharaj, he said, with Srinarayan Maharaj, what is on the inside is coming out. He's only Radha and Krishna. So when he speaks, he's only speaking Radha and Krishna. This is his qualification. So we're so lucky that we're honoring Radhastami. But really, we didn't know anything. This anarpita charimcharat vinakalo samapaitam unanta jvalavasam so bhakti shriyam. This bhakti shriyam is very rare treasure of the Manjaris. No, we didn't know these things, you know. But in actually, it was in Navadvip, in the Navadvip Parakrama, then Gurudev was speaking this verse and other important verses and initiating the Vaishnavas, revealing these treasures of why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world and how he took the mood and kanti of Srimati Radhika to taste this exalted love that Sri Krishna is Rasaraj Mahabhav. He's Rasamrita Murti. He's a form of Ras, but in this form of Vishay Tattva, he can't taste all the, actually seeing Srimati Radhika and thinking, what is the nature and quality of her love? And what is the glory of this love? And what is the happiness that she experiences when she realizes my love for her? So for all these internal reasons, we didn't know. We thought, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Sankirtan Yagya. This is all we knew. Nittai Gauranga. Like our first deities in San Diego was Gornitai. And I said to Prabhuji, just Jemini's Mahaprabhu. He said, we knew in the Gaudiya Mat was Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. But someone had donated these Neem Gornitai. But so we're a little bit, you know. And some devotees would also. One famous, Gorgovinda Maharaj's disciple, Raghunath Bhatta, he had these Gornitai. You know, and he wanted to understand this tapa, and he was asking Gurudev. Very funny scene at the airport in Heathrow. airport in London, where Gurudev was walking on these escalators, but they're horizontal. They go along the ground. So Gurudev's walking, and Raghunath Bhatta's got this cassette player, and he's, should I worship Gaurdithai? Should I worship? What to do? You know, and Gurudev was explaining, you know, he wanted to get, because he had very much attachment for Gaurdithai. And Gurudev said, you should do, and when you're complete there, then you can worship Radha and Krishna. So should I get rid of Gaurdithai? I said, no, don't care. Worship Gaurdithai, and when you're ready, be exclusive and Radha Krishna. And so we also had Gaurdithai, so I'm asking Prabhuji, oh, but we should just have Mahaprabhu. He said, what Mahaprabhu will do in the West by himself? How he's by himself there, no good. Necessary Gaurdithai and Sankirtan. But this is all we really knew, that Mahaprabhu came into this world to give the Yuga Dharma and spread Maha Mantra. Then Gurudev opened up the chest, treasure chest of the intrinsic reasons why Mahaprabhu came into this world. And this is all Srimati Radhika's glories. That how is her Mahabhav and how is her moods and pran, man, rag, anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Madan Mohan, Chichajalpa. All these transcendental moods, especially Gurudev would talk about Madhusudan, when chasing Madhumangal, chasing the bumblebee from the Kunj, and Srimati Radhika experiencing Vipralamba in the lap of Sri Krishna. So these beautiful things, this is the essence of our line. And unfortunately, even though a long time we've been associated with Vaishnavas, our adhikar for these things and our desire, you know, we still, Gurudev would often give the example of the wedding party, that they're rowing in a boat, and all night they're rowing and partying and celebrating in the wedding, but in the morning they look and they see they haven't reached their destination because the anchor hadn't been removed from the boat, from the water. So they've just been going around in circles all night. So how is our nature conditioned souls that we practicing these things, but our attachments cannot give up our attachments to the material world. So it's very not so easy thing to do. But somewhere or other we have to make some endeavor. And Vaishnav's not chastising. They're only stroking, or you're good, no problem, sleep, take prasadam. Because if they chastise, then we'll run away. If they're calling out, hey, Badmash, Becca, useless, and then everyone will go and probably be here by himself, one or two sincere Vaishnavas. So he's tolerating our shortcomings. But we know the medicine is this Harikatha, glories of the Vaishnavas, glories of Brajadevis, Brijabasis. So in this Kartik Chaturmas coming through, Guru Praneem, Baladev Praneem, Krishna, Jamastami, all these things are very special and glorious to be in the right place and to serve Vaishnavas and try and give our hearts to this process and to serve the Vaishnavas sincerely. Then by their grace and pleasure, if they are pleased with us, and then we're definitely progress.
Om Gyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Andeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Brajarasara Sikam Chanarayanam Tam Prapanam Anchakalputaruvya Sakripa Sindhubya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebyo Namo Namah Bhava Shrishta Rupa Manjari Prishta Gaura Manobishta Brajase Vaikanishta Radhika Lila Madhuri Ashvadana Sukakari Prakata Brajarat Sanyasi Rupadari Mahabhava Swarupatam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prima Bhakti Praridevi Radhiketvam Namamyaham Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I feel him to sustain the Vat pronouns in the lotus feet of Paramaradhyaya Tanguru Padma. Telila Pravishtam Vishnupada Stutra Satsi Shimat Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our most beloved Shri Gurudev. The same unlimited sustenance of Vat pranams in the lotus feet of Paramaradhyatam Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. I don't know Vat pranams, all Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavis. So Prabhuji told me to say something regarding Sri Radhastami. He said that this celebration will go on for some days. So I tried to offer some puspanjali in this most auspicious occasion. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he described in Upadeshamrita, Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktinya yugyaninas, tebyo gyana vimukti bhakti parama premeika nishta satas, tebya stapa supala panka jadrisatha bhyopisaradika, prestatta dvadiyam tadiya sarasiptam nasrayet katkriti. He described that who is most dear to Sri Krishna. He says that superior to those who are engaged in fulfilling their own self-desires are the karma yogis who are engaged in virtuous deeds or pious activities. And superior to them are the brahmagyanis. To the dint of that knowledge, here it means the cultivation of impersonal knowledge, they are able to cross the three modes of material nature. They do not have bhakti, and bhakti has a nature that Krishna akarsani chasyat. Krishna is attracted by bhakti only. But still, they are superior to those karma yogis. And superior to them are the devotees. And amongst the devotees, the premi bhaktas. And superior to them are the brajagopis. And amongst all the brajagopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost. She's more dear to Krishna than his own life and soul. And as dear as her, there is only one thing which is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radhika, that is her own pond, Sri Radha Kund. So we can see that Srila Sanatana Goswami also described this gradation of devotion. He says that even Lord Indra, he has some devotion. But superior to Lord Indra is Lord Brahma. Superior to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. And then there is example of Prahlad Maharaj. And superior to Prahlad Maharaj is Hanuman. And superior to Hanuman are the Pandavas. And superior to the Pandavas are the Yadavas. And more than the Yadavas are the Mathuravasis. And more than the Mathuravasis are the Brajavasis. And amongst the Brajavasis, the Brajagopis, they have very intimate relationship, most intimate relationship with Krishna. And amongst the Brajagopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost. So this is according to the mellow of one reciprocal relationship with Krishna. In Tattva, all devotees are great. They are in their respective positions according to the desire of the Lord. But if you see from the angle of Rasa, that will be some gradation. So we can see that above Srimati Radhika, no one else is there. Therefore, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving is the greatest gift to the world. As we have heard, Anar Pita Charim Chirat Kurunaya Vatirna Kalo Samar Paitu Natu Jolarasam Swabhakti Sriyam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this gift of maid servitorship to the lotus feet of Shrimati Radhika. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanyaya. Mahaprabhu is supremely magnanimous, supremely magnificent. And that is the same for those who are the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Vaga, Srila Gurudev, the Vaishnavas. They are Buridhajana. They have given the greatest gift. They are the greatest donors. They are performing the greatest welfare service to the whole world, to all the living entities. No one is giving what they are giving. Therefore, we should consider ourselves extremely fortunate to be in this situation. Everyone wanted to be here. I mean, the disciples of Srila Gurudev, they wanted to be here in Braj right now. But somehow, not everyone is able to be here. Gurudev, everywhere he went, he told, you should come to Braj. And you should follow the essence of all advice. You should live with in high-class sadhu sangha in this dham. We can see we are, for example, we are doing yagya, and I see so many pictures there in the yagya. Like now every day, more pictures. Before like 5, now 10, now 20, now 50, now 100 faces are there. I think it would be better if we just take a picture of the whole universe and just place there. Then everyone will be benefited. Not only our own friends and relatives, but the whole universe can be benefited by this yagya. So I'm thinking that how lucky when I see these people, they all wanted to be here, but they cannot be here. So they ask, please place my picture there. But how lucky we are. We are there sitting on this yagya, on Radhastami, Janmastami, and all these special celebrations. Not only that, we are in high-class sadhu sangha with Panchatattva and so many wonderful Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, very, very beautiful atmosphere. Don't think that bhakti can be performed anywhere. The proper environment, the proper atmosphere is required. So we can see how exalted the mood of the Braja Devis. One thing come in my mind, our Param Gurudev, once he expressed the mood. Krishna, he is saying, Ye tamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyaham. As you surrender unto me, I reciprocate accordingly. But Param Gurudev say that even though Krishna is saying like that, he's not able to follow his words. Especially when it comes in relationship with the gopis and Srimati Radhika. Because even he say like that, that I reciprocate, in whatever way you surrender. But when it comes to the gopis, then Krishna have to say something different. He says, Napariham niravadi samyujam so sadhu kritam vibhutajo sapiva yama bhajan dujayagriha shrinkala samvrishyat tadvat pratyatu sadhunam. Naparaye. I cannot reciprocate with your love. Your love is beyond reproach. You have given up everything for my sake. You have given up Veda Dharma and everything else just for my pleasure. And Gurudeva say that if Krishna, he wants to repay the gopis, then he becomes even more indebted. Therefore, he cannot repay them. Because whatever they do is exclusively for the Krishna's pleasure. Whatever they do by body, mind, words, spiritual sentiments, it's only exclusively for Krishna's pleasure, for Krishna's benefit. So even if Krishna, he tried to pay the gopis, he can never repay them and he becomes more and more indebted, more and more indebted. So therefore, Krishna, he tells that please be satisfied with your own glorious deeds. That even if I live the life of Lord Brahma or any other demigod, I would never be able to repay you. So the bhava of the gopis, this is what our Gurudeva, he is inspiring us to, he's teaching us, he's giving that mood so we can cultivate that bhav. We have heard yesterday, that anukulyena Krishna anusilanam. What is that? One time Gurudeva gave one explanation of this uttam bhakti. And he say that actually Krishna means Krishna. Just like there is Shyam and Shyama. If you read this loka, actually it's Krishna. The word is Krishna. And that means Srimati Radhika. And Anu means Anugati. Anugati of whom? Anugati of Rup Manjari. And Anyabilas means any other desires which is not the desire to become the maidservant of Srimati Radhika. So this is what we are trying to cultivate, to serve Krishna in a favorable mood, just how the gopis they are serving Radha and Krishna, day and night. Just like we heard from Gurudev, from the Vaishnavas, that we have to cultivate that bhava at every moment. When you come for Mangalarti, we try to do Mangalarti with gopi bhava. And when we are cutting sabjis on the kitchen, we try to cut the sabji, cultivating that gopi bhava. And if we are brooming the temple, while we are chanting Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, cultivating that gopi bhava. And while we are doing kirtan, also cultivating that gopi bhava. And by daily cultivating it, by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, then one day, this mood will become ripened. This mood will become mature. So this is Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam, to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So, this one idea I took from the lectures of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. He said that Krishna also tells that Matat parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjayan mai sarvaidam potram sutre mani ganaiva. Nothing superior to me, everything is depending on me and resting on me, just like the pearls I strung on a thread. So, what is the meaning? Now Krishna here is saying that nothing superior to me. Okay, he's saying like that in Kurukshetra. But when it comes in Braj, then we see that there is someone who is so much superior to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself, when he sees that this great personality is enjoying thousands of times more than myself, even though I am the supreme enjoyer, this personality is enjoying thousand times myself than myself. Even though I'm the most beautiful personality, there is someone which is more beautiful than me. And I become completely captivated by the beauty of such personality, great personality. Even though I am the supreme controller, I am completely controlled by the love of this great personality. So who is this personality? Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. So we can see, Krishna is saying, nothing superior to me, but at the same time, he becomes astonished to see that Radhika is enjoying so much more, and she's so much superior in so many ways. Therefore, a greed came in the heart of Krishna that he wanted to understand the glories of Radhika's love. As we heard from Jagmohan Prabhu, that he wants to understand what is the sweetness in himself that Radhika releases, and what is the happiness she experienced when she received the sweetness of his prema. So now Krishna becomes greedy to understand what is the glories of Srimati Radhika. So he begs her. He begs her mood and her complexion, but he tried to steal, but Gurudev say he could not steal because Radhika is Swarup Shakti. So he had to beg in a very submissive way, and Radhika say, okay, you can have it, but you have to learn it. You have to take it by coming to the school of my Sakis. So Krishna came as Satchinandana Gaur Hari, and Radhika also came. As Gadadhara Pandit, the Sakis also came, Lalita and Vishaka, Swarup Damodara, Rai Ramananda. And they were the principals and the headmasters of this school. And they have to teach Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to release that Radha Bhava. And if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing some mistake while he was trying to play the role of Srimati Radhika, then Gadadhar Pandit would twist the ear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teach how to play the role of Srimati Radhika properly. So it's a very long lila. I don't want to go in great details on that. Therefore it says, Bhav Shrestha Rupa Manjari Prashta Gaura Manobishta Braj Sevekanishta Radhika Lila Madhuri Ashvadana Sukakari Prakata Braj Raj Sanyasi Rupadari. That's this Parakiya Bhav Shrestha is topmost. And those who follow this Parakya Bhav, they are most dear to Rupa Manjari. Srila Rupa Goswami, he fulfilled the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by firmly establishing the superiority and the super excellence of this Parakya Bhav. And we can see that very beautiful Leela, it only happened in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gives up everything, and he gives up everyone, and he takes sannyas, and he receives sannyas mantra, which is Gopi Bhav mantra, and he takes the one-pointed shelter of the gopis. We don't see this in anywhere, even in Krishna Leela, that he's able to give up everything and everyone and be exclusively taking shelter of Radhika and the gopis. So there is some very special things in this Leela of Mahaprabhu after he takes sannyas. And only through that Leela we can enter in Gaura Leela in Navadvip Dham and eventually in the Leela of Radha and Krishna in Braj. So in this way, who is the guru of Krishna? Again, what Krishna says? Some people say, oh, Sandipani Muni is the guru of Krishna, but he's actually the teacher in the Gurukul in Mathura. And some say that Bhaguri Rishi, that is true. He gave mantra to Krishna. But in the deepest sense, who is the guru of Krishna? Krishna himself, he declared, Radhikar Prema Guru Amishishanat Sada Amananda Nritya Nacha Yudbhat. The prema of Radhika is my guru. And I am her disciple. I dance many novels according to Radhika's desire. Krishna is just like a puppet in the hands of Srimati Radhika. He's completely controlled by her love, and she is the guru of Krishna. We can see that Krishna, he placed his head on the feet of Radhika. Dehi pada palavam udharam. It is Krishna who takes shelter of Srimati Radhika. Radhika is the guru. Krishna is the disciple. So what is this? This is the glories of Parakya Bhav. This is the glories of Braja. Such a thing only happened in Braja. It's really astonishing. That's why we have to know a little bit of the different abodes, of the different incarnations, so then we can fully appreciate the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. When Jayadeva Goswami, he saw this pastime in his trance, that Krishna is placing his head on the feet of Radhika, he, even though he's a great Rasik poet, he was not able to continue writing. He was trembling, his hand was shaking. He said, how can I write such a thing that Shaktiman is now placing his head on the feet of Shakti? How can I continue my writing? But now we come in the time of Srila Gurudev, and Srila Gurudev is openly broadcasting all these Leelas. That Rupanuga Bhav, which is hidden in the heart of all Acharyas, Srila Gurudeva, he's giving that to us, to all, to everyone, freely. And Gurudeva told, they are telling me that I'm going to hell because I'm telling all these things. Gurudeva told, let me go to hell, no harm, but all of you should have this Raganuga Bhakti. That was so astonishing how Gurudeva used to speak and how he used to express the moods with his gestures. Sometimes Gurudev, his whole body, he used to express the Leelas by through his whole body, to his glance and his emotions. So beautiful. How lucky we are that we have darshan of Srila Gurudev. And still nowadays, Gurudev is still present. Still we can have his darshan. And his mission is continuing. And we still, everything is going on. So how lucky we are. We can see there are so many Leelas which our Gurudev used to describe. How Radha and Krishna, they used to, there was one Leela that they were wrestling. There was wrestling arranged between Radha and Krishna. And they were going to have a this fight, this wrestling match. And the Sakas, they were taking side of Krishna. The Gopis, they were taking side of Radhika. Our Radhika is more powerful. The Sakas, they were saying, our Krishna is more powerful. So no one knows who was going to win. As the wrestling was about to start, then the wind blew, and it touched the very beautiful fragrance of Radhika's body, and it entered in the nostrils of Krishna. And Krishna starts shaking. His legs were shaking, his body was trembling, and then he's becoming dizzy, and he's spinning. And then, he felt on the ground, flat on the ground. And the gopis, they say, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. They're very happy. How ridiculously Srimati Radhika defeated Krishna. She did not even have to touch the body of Krishna. Just a breeze which touched her body completely made Krishna felt on the ground like a stick. What to say if Radhika would have touched Krishna? I don't know would have happened. But just a breeze is enough to defeat Krishna. That is the glories of Srimati Radhika. Actually, this wrestling match is not only this Leela, there is another Leela. But this is one Leela which I heard a few times from sannyasis of Srila Gurudev. Yeah. So, in this way, again and again, Srila Gurudeva, he is revealing this Rupanuga Bhav, and Gurudeva very carefully explained the glories of this Paragya Bhav. We can see when Srila Gurudeva, he received the Yuga Acharya title, at that time he told, you can read Gurudev's Katha. This is in Gurudev's biography, and it's printed in many places. Gurudev's lecture he gave after he received the Yuga Acharya title. Yeah. There he's explaining that many people now worshipping Radha and Krishna as a married couple. Yeah. But if you worship Radha and Krishna like that, Gurudev told many times, then we can never enter in Braj. The speciality of Braj is this Parakya Bhav. And as this thing I was trying to remember before, I forgot to mention this point, that this is such a thing where Shaktiman becomes submissive to Shakti, it only happens in Braj. It doesn't happen anywhere else. We can see that Lakshmi, she's submissive, she's subordinate to Narayan. We can see that Parvati, she's subordinate to Lord Shiva. We can see that Sita, she is subordinate to Lord Ram. Even the queens of Dwarka, they are also subordinate to Dwarkadish. Sometimes they do some man, but Krishna very easily breaks that man. But then we can see that in Braja, the role takes a different, opposite way. That now Krishna, he becomes submissive to Srimati Radhika. And this is the glories of the Parakya Bhav of the gopis. Because the Parakya Bhav of the gopis, they are only in Braj. So even Krishna himself, he wants to be like a gopi. And taste that which the gopis, they are tasting through this Parakya Bhav. Narayan, he will never think that I want to become like Lakshmi. It's inconceivable. It's such a thing would never, you cannot conceive. Or I'm thinking to become like Sita. But we can see that Krishna, he wants to become like Radhika. And it's only because of this Bhav Shrestha, this Parakya Bhav of the gopis. This is the glories of Parakya Bhav. So Gurudeva say that actually Srimati Radhika, she was married with Abhimani. And she did not go to live in the house of Krishna. She went to house of Jatila and Kutila. And if she was married with Krishna, then their love would shrinkle, and all these sweet pastimes, they would not take place, because otherwise that would be, it would be an offense for the wife to perform such pastimes. For example, Radhika, they and the gopis, they bind Krishna on a tree, they slap his cheeks, Krishna has to place altar on their feet. And they never and never think that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. This is also not a speciality of Braj. That Aishwarya never takes a prominent role. Just like Devaki and Vasudev, they worship Krishna with Aishwarya. That Vatsalya Bhav is covered by Aishwarya. Arjuna, his friendship is also covered by Aishwarya. When Krishna, he showed his universal form to him, he lost that Sakya Bhav. And, oh Krishna, you are Parabrahma, you are Parameshwara. Please forgive me any aparad. But in Braja, the Madhurya always take a prominent role. And even if there is a display of Aishwarya, The Madhurya always cover that. And they never think that Krishna is the Lord, that he's Parabrahma. Even if the gopis, they have prayed like that, Nakala Gopika Nandanam Bhavam Akila Dehinam Amtarat Madrik. Oh, actually, you're not the son of Mother Yashoda. You are Paramatma in the heart of embodied souls. But actually, they do not believe. I read from the lectures of Sri Guru Govind Maharaj. Also, Gurudev clarified this point when he's speaking with his con leaders in the Raghavartma Chandrika. This is a book printed. So Gurudev said that actually they do not believe. And Guru Govind Maharaj told that this is not their own katha, it's something which they have heard from others. Like in the time of Krishna's name-giving ceremony, Garga Muni, he said that Krishna is Bhagavan Ishvara. So they have heard it, and they just borrow this idea when there is time of deep separation. But really, within their hearts, they don't believe. They think that actually we know better than them. Who actually is Krishna? Because they have such an intimate relationship. They think, is this the activity of Bhagavan? That he is offering pranam to our Sakhi? That he is crying because he cannot see her on the kunch? That sometimes he dresses a female barber, sometimes he's dressed as a Sakhi, sometimes he dresses as a female doctor, and he has to disguise himself in so many ways. And the Sakhis, they know that Krishna is disguised, and Radhika also, because sometimes they catch Krishna. Sometimes Radhika becomes so pleased with that Sakhi who is performing service to her, and she tells them that, give her one of my sari, but she has to wear now in front of me. And then that Sakhi, which is Krishna, he, no need, not now. After, I'll keep it myself. She say, no, now you have to wear it. Grab her and make she wear this sari. So they open the cloth, the blouse of that gopi, and when they see inside, actually there is no breast, the two kadamba flowers. And these two kadamba flowers, they come out from the breast, and they realize, oh, what is this? It's not a gopi. Who is this person? Doesn't have any breasts. He's a man. Who is he? Then they realize it's Shyama Sundar. Then Krishna is very, very shy. So in this way, he has to break the man of Radhika in so many ways. So how they will believe that he is Bhagavan? This is the activities of Bhagavan? He's crying, he's stealing, he's dressing as a Sakhi, he's putting kadamba flowers on his chest, trying to make himself as a gopi. So this is the nature of their Madhurya Bhav. Even if they hear, even if Krishna is lifting Govardhan, but they'll never believe that he's the Supreme Lord. Their Ajvarya, even though Ajvarya is there in Braj, but it's always covered by that Madhurya. So I just finished now. Just one last thing is coming in my mind. Forgive me for taking your precious time. Because I mentioned that when Gurudev took Yuga Acharya title, he spoke the glories of this Parakya Bhav. And he explained the superiority, the super excellence, and how gradually this Parakya Bhav is disappearing from this Brajmandal. This was Gurudev's very strong desire that people understand the glories of the gopis and this Parakya Bhav and establish it properly. Because people were starting to worship devatas and Durga and this and that. Many deities of Hanuman. We respect Hanuman, no problem. But we have to know the glories of this Parakya Bhav. Otherwise, gradually, it will disappear from this Brajmandal. And the Gurudev receiving this Yugacharya title, many people, they do not fully understand the whole picture of this situation. That actually, first, the disciples of Sarasvati Thakur, they were not allowed to enter in any temple. Sarasvati Thakur was actually, they banned him. They say he cannot come in any of the seven temples of Braj. Because he's giving diksha to unqualified people, and they are thinking that only Brahmanas they can initiate, and this and that. Anyone born in a Brahminical family, they can do puja. So it was Sarasvati Thakur started the revolution. I cannot explain now in detail. But he was not allowed to enter. in the temple. Then his disciples came, they preached, they gave so much Shastric Praman. They defended Srila Sarasvati Thakura and they changed their minds. But even in the time of Swami Maharaj, so many people, they would not take the prasad offered by his disciples. They would not come on his programs. And still there was a lot of friction on this point. Even in Varsana, they were very against the line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura. But then when it came, the time of our Srila Gurudev, what happened? You see how astonishing is the Leela of Srila Gurudev, that all these people who were previously against, in the sense that they could not appreciate fully the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming through Arupanu Gauri Guruvar, especially Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura. Yeah. But when it came the time of Gurudev, Gurudev preached in whole Braj Mandal. They have darshan of Srila Gurudev. Gurudev gave very sweet Braj Katha. Gurudev is stolen the heart of everyone. Gurudev renovated so many places. Yeah. Wherever Gurudev went, his Harikatha was so powerful. His glance, actually, Gurudev's glance was very powerful. So he stole the heart of everyone and he made everyone change. Yeah. So these people who were against the line of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura, eventually they, all of them, unanimously, they accepted Srila Gurudev as the Yuga Acharya. This is not a small thing. Not only they respected him, but they gave him the title Yuga Acharya. That could not, any greater respect could not be given. So this is the astonishing Leela of our beloved Srila Gurudev. If we contemplate it, we will appreciate him so much. Gurudev, he wanted to give. Many times he told, your Nitya Siddha Bhav has to awaken. You cannot serve Radha and Krishna with this physical body. Therefore, we heard from Vaishnavas that we should aspire from that Siddhi. Parama Anandis Hakale Milya Radhika Chara Nirab. Ei Parakasta Siddhi Ko Behobe Pabo Radha Pardasab. Feeling supreme bliss when we will sit into the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And drink the intoxicated honey which is coming from it. This is what our Srila Gurudeva is distributing to us. The intoxicated honey emanating from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And this is showing so many places. Bilasa manjari, ananga manjari, sirupa manjari, amaketulia, lohoni japade, deho mure, siddhi sar. Again, he's praying for this siddhi, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Please lift it. Lift me up and bring me this top and give to me this topmost perfection. When we sing these songs, as we heard yesterday, the best form of sadhana is to remember the gopis and the manjaris. Although only the name of Rupa Manjari and Ananga Manjari and Bilas Manjari is mentioned, we can remember the names of all the sakis. We can remember the name of all our acharyas, Neel Manjari, and Kamal Manjari, and Bilas Manjari, Nayanamani Manjari. We can remember the names of all the Manjaris during this time. So we pray for that perfection. We are here in Sadhu Sangha in order to attain that eternal relationship with our Srila Gurudev and to realize our eternal service and be eternally related to him. So we pray for that perfection and that our Gurudeva told that this is the primary thing in our devotional life. And everything is only for that attainment, so that we be eternally related with him. As Gurudeva said, if you don't understand what is Radha Dasyan, what is to be under the guidance of Rupa Manjari, you just follow my instructions, and I will make you the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. And if you don't understand that, just try to serve your Gurudev just like he's serving his Param Gurudev. And in the deepest sense, that means we have to become perfect ourselves by their mercy. And eventually, if someone becomes perfect and they develop eternal association with the Guru Varg, when the Guru Varg descend to this world, they'll also descend with the Guru Varg and they'll continually preaching the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the most perfect way. So we pray for that perfection. We pray for the causeless mercy of Guru Vaishnavas and the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, Vancha Kalptarubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhyas Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava.
ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जाते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुरन महाभाव स्वरूपतम कृष्ण प्रिया वरियसी प्रभक्ति प्रदेवी राधिकेतांग नमन राधे वृंदावनाधीशे करुणामृत वाहिनी कृपया निज पदाब्ज दास्यं मह्यं प्रदीयतां वंदे नंद व्रज स्त्रीणां पादरुणमभीक्ष्ण स जसां हरि कथोद्गीतम् पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाश संकर्ण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय जय सर्वविष्ट गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त बिंद की जय जय एकादशी तिथि की जय जय महाद्वादशी तिथि की जय वामन द्वादशी की जय विजया महाद्वादशी की जय गौर प्रमानंदी नाउ इज टुडे चतुर्मास शयन एकादशी टू मंथ इज लाइक टुडे कंप्लीट Today is Parsha Ekadashi. Now Srihari is sleeping 4 months for 2 months after he turned left to right. Also today Vishnu Shrinkal Yog, Shravana Dadashi, Shravana Nakhatra came any Ekadashi day. Also Dadashi meeting today morning little Ekadashi after come Dadashi. Also that Dadashi time Shravana Nakhatra came. That time, Vamandev wears. And Vaman Dadashi, Shravana Dadashi, Parsha Ekadashi, all meeting, all Vijaya Mahadadashi. This is called Vijaya Mahadadashi. So these three Mahadadashi and Parsha Ekadashi, then called Vishnu Shrinkal Yog. Very easily, you are Kankariya woman is Lord Vishnu. So before Kashyap and Aditi, they are doing lot of tapasya. Why they are lost? Demigods are all position, post, and heaven, sarga, loka, all things they lost. Then Aditi asking Kashyap near, or telling me some brata, some tapasya, my sons are completely kicked out from heaven. All acquiring demons. How can I am bring back and giving my sons? My sons has now no room and no house. They are forest, jungle, hiding in cave, everywhere. They are too much suffering. I am mother, I can tolerate. Then Kashyap Dev telling Pavabrata for tapasya for mantra, and worshipping Lord Keshav, Srihari. she is doing tapasya, then asking Kashyap near, what is false my sons? Why they lost everything? Then Kashyap telling, your sons are very proud. By causes mercy of God, giving heaven nice post position, but they have Prabhupada Pai Madhkahani. Little post and position, then big crowds. All false ego. Thinking I am top to bottom, everything I win. I am now great. Also, they are now disobey Guru. Then Guru Brihaspati disappears. Where is gone? Anybody not know. Then no Guru, Guru Bhakti, then no Shakti. They are powerless. They are suffering. In this world, many person asking this. They take Diksha, Harinam, Guru, everything. But Guru is no relation. Guru's order, advice never following. And no need asking Gurudev. Independent. Indra, his Guru Brihaspati, he is too much hate and disobey, neglecting. Guru disappears, then no Shakti, thinking before, my Shakti is working, my power. But when the Guru is gone, all things gone. Demons are worshipping on Gurudev, Shukracharya. He is Bhrigubhavanshi Brahman, Acharya. He know Mahamrityunjaya. He know this Vishalyakarani, Mitra Sanjeevani. He has all power. Any dead bodies, only one part, his nearest came in. Only little cloth come, he is giving him new body, new life. Broken, injured, dead, no problem. He has a lot of Shakti. Demons are respecting him, worshipping him, following his footstep. Mostly demon has now great authority, Bali Maharaj. This is now worshipping Gurudev and following Gurudev's footstep. Therefore, he is very rich and very powerful. So now, Aditi worshipping. How forgiveness coming? How Guru will be happy and pleased, giving mercy and helping on disciples. But disciples are careless. Because Aditi doing lot of tapasya, after he is praying, crying, then Vamandev today appears and telling Aditi is near. I am going demons near, but demons is Guru Bhakti. They are very strong. Guru protecting all time. Not possible defeating them. They have all power now. Therefore, I am going, begging they are near, they giving some Guru Bhakti, then possible I am giving. Anybody has Gurus for Guru Nishtha, faith for Gurudev, love for Gurudev, and he is servant of Gurudev, then Gurudev with his staying, a Guru's mercy, then Brahmanda Tarit Pare, Jana Jana Shakti Dhare. All power is near coming. To say, demons near demigods never going, never praying and begging. Why? They are very proud. I am going myself. God Himself telling, I am going, begging for. And all are now nearby Vaishnavas, anytime going, praying, begging, anything for. Gurus near praying? Never. All are very proud. So now God saying, I am going myself. Also, he is saying, I am going, Guru Brihaspati is near. Also, I am requesting, Indra, gone, Brahma is near. Brahma say, I can't help you. Shiva is near, gone, say, I am not helping you. Vishnu is near, gone, say, I am not helping you. Why you disobey Gurudev? You kicking, hating, neglecting, disobey. You all time very proud. I am not helping you. Then suffering. Now, Aditi is pray for. Why Aditi before? Vishnu Sutapa, Prishnu Sutapa, Durnodhara, Basus. And now, Kashyap Aditi, she is praying and continue doing tapasya. After, now is Bamandev say, okay, I am helping in you, but I am going and begging, I am bringing and giving demigods. I am their younger brother, Indra's younger brother Upendra, my name I am going. Everybody know, he is after Brahmin thread ceremony, Sanskar, taking Danda Kamandalu and going for Bhiksha, Guru Dakshina giving. Without Bhiksha, not possible. But ordinary people for taking Bhiksha, that mood and desire coming. Taking Bhiksha where? Like powerful persons there. Therefore, he is not taking Bhiksha other near. Direct gone, Bali Maharaj near. And also, beggar, he is now is Bali Maharaj, every day giving charity. But all are taking Bali Maharaj near material things. Bamandev say, I am not come for this purpose. I am taking his special heartfelt love for Gurudev and Lord God for his bhakti. These things very important. No faith, no Shraddha, no love. Million crore life, sadhana not giving any fruits. Fruits coming then material. This faith is very important. Love is important. And faith and love then he is serving also. Attachment then. Very sweet attachment. Now, Bamandev is behind, back, standing, not sitting also, or standing. Why Brahmachari, wooden shoes is wearing, one kopin, mekhala, ajin, and one umbrella, danda kamandalu, with his king. But his body too, like is shining, bright and light, very power. His entire this Bali Maharaj assembly, then everybody is surprised. Today is very auspicious day. No need any charity, no need taking anything. Where from come this Brahmachari? Very powerful. Why taking Bali Maharaj near? Bali Maharaj anything giving dark. Heart not clean. Dirty heart. But Bamandev giving, the Brahmachari, no giving anything, but all are very happy. His darshan with his all are happy. Very sweet darshan. Also, his coming time, way all is very light, bright. And everybody coming and asking, where are you going? The Bali Maharaj palace. You going? Okay, come with me. You are very small Brahmachari, but you don't know way, you come with me. And Bali Maharaj is giving a lot of charity. Anything you like, he is giving. I say, you truthful? Say, yes. Look, many, many Brahmin, many persons coming and taking and going. But they don't know what they're begging, what they're taking, what is helpful. Like somebody coming, taking some prasadam and going, hungry, thirsty. But his hunger fire is going, anything is taking, forever going hunger fire. But never, they don't know. How can asking, how can praying, what I'm taking, they don't know anything. Then Boli Maharaj coming time, after all our meeting, all are also very happy. Like he's behind many procession. Not he's alone. He's going inside assemblies, parliament, palace. Oh, big line, gathering. He's behind. He's in the front of, all are behind. Many. Then all are asking, what you ask, what you begging, what you need? He's also asking, what you need? Say, I'm Brahmachari. No need anything. I am came for darshan. Boli Maharaj, darshan for come. Boli Maharaj is not ordinary. He has Guru Bhakti. He has special power. He is Prahlad Maharaj's grandson. Bhakta darshan, this is also good luck. Any ordinary people is looking, meeting, then will be dirty, contaminated. Bhakta darshan, very good luck, good fortune. Today I am very happy, I am going Boli Maharaj near. People not thinking like this. They are thinking, oh, I am asking for one gold, silver, land, garden, some ornament, something. But Vamandev, the Brahmachari, he is now very sweet speaking. All are with his came, but he say, you go, you asking, begging, I am staying. After all going, then I am. He have patience. No going, fighting. I'm going fast. I'm taking fast. No. All are taking, going. Boli Maharaj, after praying and looking, oh, you need anything? Yes. You promise? You giving? Yes, I'm promise. But at a time, promise then, what happened? At a time, Gurudev come. Gurudev say, don't believe, cheater. Don't believe, don't giving anything. Don't promise. Say, I already promise. Already I am giving everybody everything, anybody come my palace. Why not giving? Say, don't giving this person, not good. He is taking your everything. Say, this person is not his Brahmachari, he is Lord Vishnu. Say, this world is Vishnu. He is taking, not problem. You are teaching me everything. Now why are you telling, don't giving, don't promise. Then say, oh, you missing, lost everything. So no problem. You are my guru, protecting. Gurudev said, no, you not follow me, I give you cards. Well, you all time giving boon, you have now last cards also giving, no problem. Anybody has anything, they giving charity. Some all time is happiness, sweetness, not possible. Sometime abusing, hating, beating, torturing. This is also God gift, good things, no problem. Why? He has patience. He is very qualified. Prahlad Maharaj's grandson, not ordinary. Now Lord Vishnu, he is now very small, Brahmachari. After everyone know, asking, you promise? Yeah, I am promise. Oh, then you taking water and doing sankalpa. Who is chanting mantra? Who is telling? Say, I am Brahmachari. I know all mantra. Don't be worried. So you calling your Gurudev? Say, my Gurudev is giving me cards and gone. Say, he never going. He never left you. Where? He is hiding anywhere. Say, okay, Commodore, you taking some water and taking hand. I am chanting mantra sankalpa. Say, Commodore, water not coming. So water not coming. I have one asana, kushasana. Take one kusha grass and poking. My hole, anything stuck there. But he is pushing and blood coming. Why blood? He is looking, his Gurudev is hiding and stalking this water. How is love for Gurudev? Disciple and Guru's relation, look. Disciples for Gurudev, broken on eyes. Blood giving, but not giving anything. Others. The Guru has too much affection for disciples. Boli Maharaj said, Gurudev, why are you here? The Gurudev is come out and running. Then see this contaminated water. Washing Komandolu. Next, bring good water. Bringing and doing Sankalpa. After first time, Boli Maharaj has lot of charity giving, lot of Guru Bhakti, everything he is near. Then this Bhamandev, what asking? I am need only 3 footstep lands. This much you giving? Say yes. Why you asking? You small brahmachari, your brain also like small. What doing 3 footstep? Say this is enough. Brahmachari not greedy for other things. Say I am give you half my state, country. Yeah, give you nice wife, nice any opulence. No. I need this much. I am happy with this. Then he is doing Sankalpa. After he is now, Boli Maharaj has lot of Sukriti and Subhakarma, lot of vice, lot of good things. Why he complete life, he doing lot of good things. He is measuring everything. That time, his Guru Bhakti and other Bhaktas respect, he is everything Bhamandev is measuring, taking, stealing. Why promise? Now second step with this, his all any activity or desire, everything is measuring and taking, up and down. Now asking, where I am putting my third step? Say, okay, you giving, you measuring me, I am not offering myself. I am giving everything, you taking my everything, but not taking me. Why not taking me? Then his measuring is Boli Maharaj also. After tying with his snake and throwing. That time Prahlad Maharaj, Brahma, everybody came. Everybody requesting. Boli Maharaj not crying. He has big pain? No. Before he's tying with him, material things. Many wife, children, husband, family, there is tying him. But Lord Vishnu never tying, never accepting. Ourself, Gurudev giving his neck beads, tying his neck, after Brahmin thread, after Tilak, many things giving. Oh, you are not Maya's followers, not disciples and anything. You are followers of God. You offering yourself. Dehi Tulasi Tilak, Deha Samarpilu. Please, don't rejecting me. You accepting me. The Boli Maharaj, now Bhamandev is tying. Say, yes, you are mine. Now I am tying you, binding you. I am keeping mine near. Otherwise, anybody stealing in you, taking you, distance to me, and after you lost and missed me. So Guru Vishnu, how is kind? They're giving all facility, giving mantra, giving diksha, and telling, oh, you're serving God. I'm helping in you. God is your everything, not other. Other person's service for not your life, not thinking for. Therefore, now Prahlad Maharaj came, Brahma, all demigods, they are requesting, oh Prabhu, your holy name chanting, people is getting liberation. Now he is offering everything and you are tying. See, yes, he is mine. I am keeping mine near. Any animals, anybody buying market to, yeah, anywhere to, he is tying and keeping one near. So he is mine now. Then Boli Maharaj, not disturbed, no crying. But Prahlad Maharaj, then he is telling. Then telling, okay, you taking him, Sutal Loka. You go. So after what happened? This Sukratarja came. Bali Maharaj telling, Bhamandev telling Sukratarja, oh, one thing is doing. Yajna not complete. You go doing yajna, completing. And Bali Maharaj are asking, what do you need? Say, oh, Prabhu, I need one thing. What? You never left me. You forever will be with me. I like you. You are accepting me. You are washing my brain. Now I am understanding everything. Now, please, you never left me. Otherwise, my brain will be deputed within Maya. Anybody stealing? Anybody keeping one near? Therefore, please, you will be with me. And you protecting me. You save me. You continue. Never you left me. Bas, Bali Maharaj, these are fulfilling for Bhamandev forever here. But Bhamandev taking bhiksha, this Guru Bhakti, then he is giving this demigods. Then demigods, before, very clever, Indra, he is thinking, okay, one Guru gone, I am another Guru making, what problem? Like Kali Yuga, people thinking, no problem, rich people thinking, one Guru rejecting, another Guru taking. So he is also, what doing, you know? His Brihaspati brother, Trashta Rishi, gone, Maharaj, now my Gurudev is not here, need his yajna, you will be my priest and Guru? Say, no, I never doing like this. You rejecting one Guru, you come my near, I am accepting you, never. This is very bad nature, character. Why not you pleasing your Guru? He just trying too much strong. Then Indra say, oh, what are you thinking? I am making other Guru? Then he is gone, his son near, Vishwarup. Hey, Vishwarup, you doing my yajna? You will be my priest? You will be my Guru? Yes. Greedy. Jaise Guru, aise chela. Narak mein dono thelam thela. Huh? Guru, how is Guru? Greedy Guru. But after Vishwarup is starting yajna, bas, yajna starting, then he is giving demigod side, also demon side. His mother is demon side, father is demigod side. Both sides. Indra with his, without thunderbolt, Vajra, hand with his neck is cutting and killing him. Look, disciple and Guru's relation. Disciple killing Guru. Kali Yuga Guru. So then what happened then? This scene, Brahmahitya, then attacking in this Vishwarup. This Brahmahitya attacking in Indra. Where going? Where hiding? Very painful. Then next is Bhamandev gone and teaching everybody Guru Bhakti. Then Brihaspati appears and Brihaspati, his son, own son, say, go Shukracharya is near, you taking mantra diksha and he is your perfect Guru. You go, teach, learning there everything. Why demigods are proud? Then Bhamandev teaching this Guru Bhakti. After pleasing this Brihaspati, then they are cooling. All things is take responsibility. So this is therefore telling Vijaya Mahadadasi. Today name Vijaya Mahadadasi. Win everything. Haristhane aparade tare harinam. Tomasthane aparade nahi koyam. So now this is Vijaya Mahadadasi, Sravana Mahadadasi, Bhamandadasi, also Parsekadasi. So many glories. Vishnu Shrinkal Yoga. Bali Maharaj, Vishnu not trying Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj trying Vishnu. He is only sometime for arresting, tying like, binding. But forever, he is trying his Lord Vishnu. Definitely Vishnu now arrested. Where? In Bali is near. Naradishi gone, Mahalakshmi is near. Hey, Mahalakshmi, where is your Lord Narayan, Hari? Where are your lover, beloved? You are all time his chest in gold line which is you staying, today you separate, he is separate. Where? Where gone? Yes, long time not come back. Where? So go look, he is now giving guard, gatekeeper now, and door. Outside gatekeeper, all time, when bully going, when coming inside, who is coming inside, who is going, is all time giving guard and gatekeeper. Why? Any nonsense people coming and giving, making polluted in bully. Also there Prahlad Maharaj, he is giving all time guard. So this guard is giving surprise. Then Mahalakshmi came, one old lady, Surup, with this, very old. Why? Young then problem, old ladies are no problem, anywhere going, no tension. Young for many tension. Then is also demon, Sutal Loka. Demons are already, how is demon nature? Demon is no demon. Then what happened then? She is back, Bali Maharaj giving charity, she is sitting his back within stick. Then asking, oh dear mother, everybody taking, after asking what you need. Say, you promise? Say yes, before one person came, make me promise. You also came like his followers? Say no, I am not followers anybody, but you promise first. Say okay, I am promise. Then she is showing, oh this gatekeeper, I want to, this person, these things, I taking back. Say you asking him, this is not my duty and this year. He is try to go, want to go with you, good, otherwise what can I do? Then say you giving, you promise, you before promise, you giving me. Then Vamandev, Lord Vishnu saying, okay, one Swarupati is, I am staying here, but I am going one Swarupati is. Then Mahalakshmi taking back. So look, anybody, anywhere, they have this Guru Bhakti, they win God, conquer God. God happy with them, pleased with them. They're not, God not thinking he is demon. Prahlad Maharaj was not thinking he is demon. Bali Maharaj not thinking demon. But he has good faith all time. So I am qualified, but I have no Guru Bhakti. Then who am I? I am lost everything. Therefore, this is called this Vijaya Mahadadasi. Now tomorrow, Jiva Goswami Prabhu appears there. And next day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appears there. Next day, Haridas Thakur disappears there. Like now, continue program after Vishram Mahotsav. Many program, I am thinking that early is good. Otherwise, every 1 o'clock, arati, late. So 11 o'clock, all are here. Then I am starting 11 to... Why all brahmachari is speaking? This is also good. Hearing some nectar, Vaishnavas. Otherwise, one person is speaking, he also sometime after will be Indra, Devendra. So I know like this post and position. How we will be humble? How humility coming? Vaishnavare kripale soyata jahare se se ishtar tattva bujibare pare. Without Vaishnava's mercy, God never will be happy and pleased. Therefore today, here I am stopping, now arati, after arati, then next tomorrow, class is starting. Gaur Premanande. Chal, arati is starting. Thank you.